Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I guess I thought you'd be here forever.
Welcome back. 23 Hour of the Chicago, bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, broadcasting live from the Insperity Championship here in Woodlands, Texas, north of Houston, and having a great time here as we wrap up our week here. I want to bring back our good friend Gretchen McCracken. She's back on the show, and Gretchen is co-founder and senior partner at Golden Key Group. We've told you about her story before. Gretchen, thanks again for hanging out with us. GoldenKeyGroup.com, is that right?
It is.
All right, so check out that website, folks. I was there recently. It's a great website. Gretchen, when you were here with us the last time, you guys have grown quite a bit since then, haven't you?
Yeah, we have. I think the last time I spoke with you, Jim, or I did the show with you, I think I had about 25, 27 employees. So we've gone from that mark up to, like I said, 150 employees, and have passed over the $10 million mark in revenue every year.
Wow.
So we're making our strides.
And that's just been in a couple of 3 years. How have you managed to ramp up that? I mean, that's hard to do without creating a casualty list, isn't it?
Yeah, there has been some real creativity to accomplishing the tasks that we've done. And, you know, we like to call it in our industry getting the right secret sauce. And I think we've finally gotten that. We've figured out how to do it and how to do what we do really well and how to articulate it when we have to propose it. That's the whole world that we live in as government contractors. Everything is done under proposal. They put out a requirement, what we call an RFP or an RFQ, and which is their request for proposal, and you have to respond to it. And sometimes they can be a little cryptic in the way they want things written up, and you have to kind of know the agency that you're dealing with and what it is they're looking for. And so you do, and you write to it.
They have their own language, don't they?
Yes, they do. They have their own language, and I never thought that I would ever figure out the language, and yet it's funny sometimes because when I'm talking with other people, we sound like we're talking cryptic because everything's a three-letter you know, acronym for something, and you listen to a sentence and you say, did that really make sense?
Well, the people who do business with the government, they're obviously delivering a service. The government needs a service just like everybody else needs services. They need food, they need oil, they need lumber, they need tires, they need clothes and caps and cars. They need all the same things that we need, but it's not enough just to deliver, to be able to sell those things. You've got to understand how you've got to find the combination, carve the key. You've got to learn the language of how the government wants you to do business, or you'll never be able to deliver those products, will you?
No, you cannot. And the most important part of it, and it's, I think, one of the reasons why we have been successful, you have to understand the acquisitions process, which is very, very complex, and it is designed that way on purpose. And I use the term loosely, but it's designed to keep everybody honest and the process fair and impartial. I know that sounds hard for the government, but they really, acquisitions folks within the government, my kudos to them because they really do a stellar job trying to work the process correctly. And
well, I know people who make a living teaching other companies how to speak that language. That's all they do.
Yeah. You could easily do a business in doing that. There's no doubt about it. Because there is a lot to know and there's a lot to learn.
Have you been hit
in
by
order
sequester?
To be successful. Did we get hit by sequester? We've had only one reduction so far. And that it's a very small contract. It only had one person on it, and it's going to be over at the end of the year. Would have been over at the end of the year in September. And when it runs out of money, which will be sometime in June, then that contract will just kind of go away naturally at that point. Mm-hmm. But you know, the only other way that I can say. The only other thing I can say about the sequestration is it's been frustrating for everybody, big companies, little companies, and everybody in between. And the reason why is because the people that we support, the program offices that we support in the federal government, just didn't know what they could and couldn't do because nobody knew what was going to end up happening. And that made everything very trying. I mean, you know, being from around the Beltway, everybody was kind of of the same attitude and the same presence of it, which was, okay, back in February when we were dealing with sequestration and were they going to, you know, was it going to affect it? Was it not? Were they going to solve it? Were they not? Everybody around the Beltway, the general consensus was just jump, fall off the cliff, do whatever we're going to do so we can get on with business. And so that was the general consensus.
I can imagine. I can see why that would be the case. Gretchen, it's been great talking to you again and learning about. I love meeting small business owners and hearing their story and then having them come back later and telling us how they've grown, what they've learned. And you sure have shared a lot of great ideas with us and some great information that's helped a lot of folks. I appreciate that today, and I'm proud of what you guys are doing. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, Jim. Nice to be here.
Thank you. Gretchen McCracken. We'll keep up with her, her organization, her family business. We'll keep up with her and see how things are going in the future. Golden Key Group is the name of the business, goldenkeygroup.com. Check it out. I'm going to take a quick break. It's 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.